Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here today with Georgia Street of the Ronald McDonald House. Welcome, Georgia. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, I love being on with you. Thank you.
Well, today we're talking about something that's got a long history here in our area. It's the Southern Living Christmas Cookbook. And people may wonder why we're talking about a cookbook, but the proceeds from this benefit you guys at the Ronald McDonald House.
This has been such a big success for us. And plus, you know, it's a win-win. You get a very economically priced, beautiful Southern Living Christmas cookbook. And the cookbook, I want to stress, is new every year. It's never, you know, it's never the same cookbook. Sometimes people have misunderstood and they say, I bought one the first year. Well, it's different every year. And the recipes are just beautiful. And all of this for $12. So it's nice to keep some on hand at home to have as extra gifts. But it has so many wonderful features. It has menu planning for you, like it has a lovely Christmas meal, and then if it has all of the recipes. I was just looking at this bourbon and pecan bacon. Doesn't that sound good? And then these buttermilk biscuit sweet rolls with blueberry filling look wonderful. So it has wonderful recipes, and in the back it has kind of like a journal where you can put your Christmas memories. You can put your guest list that you're inviting for Christmas dinner. It even has a place to put gifts that you're buying for family and friends. So it really, it has a lot of special, special features.
This year's book, of course, is all new. What's the cost of the book this year?
It's $12.
And where do you get those?
And you get it at Dillard's at Pecanland Mall. And we have a few at the Ronald McDonald House that I personally have purchased. But it's a beautiful, beautiful cookbook, and with also some decorating ideas, because, you know, Dillard's also has the Southern Living Home Collection, and those are nice items. So they show you how to incorporate those in your Christmas decorating. So it makes a great gift to give, you know, to neighbors and teachers and special friends.
It's a pretty big cookbook this year, 256 pages.
Yeah, it's great, and it's just crammed with wonderful things and gorgeous pictures. It just, you know, makes you hungry just to look at it.
The book is always sort of laid out with, sort of like you'd lay out your menu. You'd go, oh, we need an appetizer, and then they'll have a selection of appetizers.
Right.
You know, we need a soup or a salad or a meat or whatever, and each little section sort of mapped out for you.
It's great.
What's some of your favorite things you found in there this year?
Well, I was just looking at this Southern pecan soup. Doesn't that sound interesting? I love pecans.
Pecan soup.
I don't think I've ever had that before.
Doesn't
that sound great? And then, you know, I mentioned I found some mocha pralines. Mocha pecan pralines. That sounds yummy.
That must be in the dessert section.
That's in the dessert section. Well, let's see. And then we have a fabulous turnip recipe that I'm going to make. Sorghum turnips, and that sounds really, really good. And then they have, here they are right here, sorghum glazed turnips.
I don't even know. Can you go to the store and even find turnips? Turnips seem like they'd be hard to find. Not popular with a lot of people.
Oh, really?
You think?
See, I love them.
You like turnips?
I love turnips.
Okay.
And I love turnip greens, so I guess maybe I'm weird, huh?
Maybe so. That might be cool.
That's funny.
The event, the book this year has plans for a living Christmas tree. Tell me about that.
How to take care of your Christmas tree. Let me see if I can flip to that. Here it is right here.
I always, you know, I've killed a tree within like a week of getting it one time. And all I did was, you know, cut it and put it in the water like you're supposed to. But somehow I killed it.
Oh, you cut it yourself?
No, I mean, the guy cut it for me, and then
I got you. I cut a fresh little deal, and it died anyway.
So what are the tips?
First of all, it says, choose a tree that's right for your climate. I guess this is for growing your own, maybe, huh? That's right for your climate and your yard. Prices will be determined by the species, the size, and the shearing. Trees are sold container grown. See, maybe that's what you needed to do.
I just got a fake one now. We're over that. We're over that real tree phase.
Choose a beautiful decorative container to put your tree in. place the tree away from direct heat sources, including vents, fireplaces, and kitchen stoves. Water the tree daily by placing 30 ice cubes.
Oh, see, there's where I messed up. I just dumped water in there.
And because it melts as it's needed. And then after Christmas, you plant your tree.
Well, there you go.
Cool.
Learn something new this year.
How cool is that?
So there's a dinner planner. There's gifts and greeting ideas and even a place in the cookbook to write your holiday memories this year.
I think that's cool. You know, I was sharing with you before we went on that I do keep a Christmas journal each year, and it's so much fun to go back years later. I put, you know, what the weather was like, you know, what our menu was, who was there, and gifts given, gifts received. And here they even have a section on creative giving, how to adorn your Christmas presents and make it personal, and say thanks for coming with cookies, and then they have some great cookie recipes to share. It's a beautiful book. It's a win-win situation. You get a great book for a great price, and you also help our local Ronald McDonald House, which is a home away from home for families with children in the hospital. So it's that wonderful time of year again. So everybody needs to rush out to Dillard's and pick up a cookbook for $12 plus tax. And they have, like, here's a menu, hot mulled fruit punch, Santa's sipper, roasted Cornish game hens with shallots and grapes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Butternut squash with brown sugar and coriander, buttered broccolini and seared citrus, homemade Scottish coffee. Wow.
That all sounds like Christmas.
And a fancy pear dish with butter caramel
and
sauce.
I guess you could buy the Christmas cookbook early and, call them Thanksgiving recipes, too.
Oh, these are actually year-round recipes, so it's, you can make it any time. Yes.
Georgia Street's with us from the Ronald McDonald House. Again, Georgia, the cookbooks are $12, and they're available at Dillard's. And the proceeds help you guys there at the Ronald McDonald House. To find out more about the Southern Living Cookbook and the Ronald McDonald House, you can visit our website today at kedm.org.